They, some of them, that mom.
Well, what do you do? Do you fry them or?
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They just like chicken.
I'd rather have them have chicken.
Would you?
Yes, ma'am. Sure
have. Let's see, what do you call a small one of these things that makes a chirping noise, and sometimes they live up in trees?
You mean, we call them katydids. Is that what you
mean? Well, no, this is a kind of frog.
Oh, tree frog.
Just a tree frog.
I see what you mean now.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Red worms.
What do you call them?
Red worms.
Red worms, okay. And how about the big fat ones that are used for bait?
Grub worms.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body that's just straight and it's got filmy wings and it flies around over lakes or ponds?
Duck.
No, this is an insect.
I can't call it. Think of the name.
I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about? I don't describe it very well.
Fish hawk?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Now, is that an insect?
That's an insect.
Is that what some people call a snake doctor?
Yeah. Snake, that's right. Snake doctor's right. You're right there. That's right.
A fish hawk.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of them call them fish doctors.
Okay.
Snake doctors, I mean.
Snake doctors.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They come out, you know, long bills and fly around.
Yeah.
They call them snake doctors.
Uh-huh. What do you call an insect that looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp, and it builds its nest out of mud?
Dirt dogger.
What do you call nuts that get ripe underground?
Get ripe on the ground?
Underneath the ground.
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father? What word would you use?
What's that one again?
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father? What word could you use?
Well, you mean you'd call him father or?
I mean, would you say he resembles him or he favors him or he looks like him or how would you express it?
You think man him favors?
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Let's say you just like your daddy.
Okay.
And your son just like you.
Well, would you ever use the word favors or features or looks like or which one would you?
A favor.
Favors, mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if a boy looks like his father, you say he favors him.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if he acts like his father, what would you say?
He acts like his father.
You just say he acts like him, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Like that little boy watches his daddy here on the television, you know. Father's like son.
Oh,
son
you mean
like
watches him smoking? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Old maid.
A woman who helps deliver a baby, somebody who's not a nurse.
Old maid, what we call
granny.
A granny?
That's right.
Granny doctor.
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Maid woman.
Huh?
Mid woman.
Mid woman?
Yeah, that's what we call them here, mid woman. I just happened to think.
I'm interested in hearing all of them.
That's why they told them that say what mid woman, old aunt, we had no woman here. That's all she fought her over life, so she died from mid woman.
Uh-huh.
And so they're going to get Aunt Caroline.
Mm-hmm. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker. City slicker or city dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him behind his back?
Country hooker.